Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Amen. God's word for our study and meditation on this Christmas Eve is taken from St. Paul's letter to Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. This is God's word. In the name of Christ Jesus, who was born for you and me and all people, dear Christian friends, what would you consider to be the best Christmas gift you have ever received? I imagine many of you are having a hard time deciding. Most of us have received many gifts over the years for Christmas. It's hard to decide. But if you think about it, as you ponder the Word of God that we've just got done reading and pondering here and remembering the words we've been singing together in our carols and focus in on the word here from Paul's letter to Titus, it's pretty obvious. Jesus is and always will be our greatest Christmas gift. And there are many reasons for it. Jesus is our greatest Christmas gift, first of all, because he's the one who set us free from all wickedness. As our lesson points out, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all people. God's grace is his rich, undeserved love for each and every one of us. That love moved him to give his very best, to send his only son here into the world. For what purpose? Paul tells us in our lesson, to redeem us, to set us free from all wickedness. But you thinkers out there might be saying, how is that possible that he has set us free from all wickedness, especially in the light of what we've seen going on in our country over the last couple of weeks? How can you say that he set us free from all wickedness when each morning I look at myself in the mirror and I'm reminded of all of my shortcomings and my failures and my regrets because of my weakness to impatience or anger or discontent or pride? How can you say that he has set us all free from wickedness when this last year had a bit of disappointment in the loss of a loved one, in death, in the loss of a job or a relationship? But Christ indeed has set us free from all wickedness. He set us free from all wickedness because he dealt with the root cause of all of these other things. These are just symptoms of the dreaded disease, and that is sin. Jesus came to set us free from our sin. Usually during Christmas, we think of giving things to other people as gifts. We don't usually think of a gift as being taking something away from someone. But that's exactly what Jesus did. His gift to us was taking some things. First of all, he took on our humanity. He took on all of our challenges and all of our temptations here in this life, and he faced every single one of them perfectly for each and every one of us. And what of our sin? He took that as well. He took it on himself. He took the responsibility, the guilt for them to the cross of Calvary, and he paid for all of them with his own blood. And what of death? He took the sting of death. When he went down to the grave, he died, yet he rose again in 3 days, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Indeed, Jesus is our greatest Christmas gift. He has set us free from the wickedness of sin and Satan and death forever. And for that reason, we can be sure this wonderful gift just keeps on giving. It gives us the power to live for our Lord each day. As Paul says in our lesson, Jesus now teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, to live upright and godly lives. Maybe you can think of a teacher or a coach who not only was very good at teaching you what you needed to do or to remember, but also was very good at motivating you to give your very best at whatever it was. In a way, that's like our Savior. As we take to heart this good news of great joy here today, as we continue to hear his word in God's house and receive his sacrament, that good news fills our hearts. He fills us with his Spirit and gives us the power to live for him each day, as husbands, as wives, as parents, as children, as citizens and workers in our community. He inspires us and enables us to live for him each day. And that gift also gives us the sure hope for heaven. Around Christmas time, children like to mark the days off of the calendar because they can't wait for Christmas Day to come. As children of God, we too are waiting for a special day to come. Paul talks about it in our lesson. He says, we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the day that we are looking forward to, the day of our Savior's return to take us to be with him in heaven. Usually at Christmas, children can't be sure that they're going to get all the things that they have hoped for. Not so with us. We have this sure hope that heaven is our home. And when that day comes, we will be with the Lord forever. This Christmas time, we'll gather with our family members, our friends around our Christmas trees, and give and exchange gifts that are beautifully wrapped. But on that first Christmas morning, our Lord did the opposite. He gave the greatest gift possible, yet it was humble and unadorned, a tiny baby in a manger. But make no mistake, that tiny baby carried with him gifts that we cannot find anywhere else in this world, that no money can buy. He gave us payment for all of our sins, strength to live for him each day, and that sure hope for heaven. Truly, God has given us the greatest Christmas present ever, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please turn to page 9 for our prayers.
Let us pray. Dearest Jesus, hear our humble prayer on this Christmas Eve. As we gather in festive spirit to celebrate the wonders of your holy birth, we thank you for coming here and sharing our human nature, for you did this that we might share your glory and immortality in heaven. We thank you for your marvelous love, which made you willing to sacrifice yourself on the cross for us. We thank you for the joy of being saved and for the privilege of living our lives to you. Keep us all in the faith and direct our footsteps from day to day with the light of your love and the truth that shines tonight so brightly in our hearts. In your mercy, bring the gospel of salvation to every nation and people. Convert the hearts of sinners everywhere that they may rejoice with us at your birth and find comfort in the sacrifice you made for sinners on the cross. Take us all at last to heaven, where together with the angels and all the saints, we will sing your praise in perfect love through endless ages. Amen.